do end up seeing before.
Which
Okay.
which?
We were supposed to meet like this Thursday. I'm talking about last Saturday. And then it was the meeting was just for one thing only, just to adjust the report. And then the department, and then this week, this Tuesday, we're supposed to be having a meeting with the department for the supervisor. But then the department asked me for the postponement of today's meeting because they are having a union. So I decided that, well, if we are going to have a meeting today, let's rather move our Thursday from that meeting today because we were not. And allow the foreigners to come for the meeting. So that's why the meeting was moved. Then we then felt that rather than then we would only the budget report, let's just deal with all other outstanding reports, which are reports that then can go and be included. So today's meeting is just to deal with the reports, adjusting them, and then we have a minute and a minute. That's all. That's what we're going to do. Thank you very much. Yes, honorable.
Thank you, sir. And I just want to raise a concern about the time frame for document. Because I mean, I don't know if I'm going to have a time, but Monday is coming to, you know, to take two flights to get into here. So if we don't get those documents in time, we come to this meeting in a very difficult position where we haven't had enough time to get the documents or to make other contributions.
I think it's a very good concern that must know. However, in relation to this budget report, the delay was not necessarily from ourselves because the chair of chairs has to approve, the chair of the office must have approved the report before it comes to us. And it only came back to the committee yesterday. And that's one area that, but you know, the concept is important. And I think we should look at that and improve on the generally. Thank you very much. And welcome, we've missed you. It's good to be here.
Thank you, sir.
Very good. So thank you, honorable members. I thought, having said that, I don't have, we have any apologies?
Yes. Madam Baker.
Oh, honorable Baker? Honorable Baker, I'm sure they're attending the water. Oh, yes. Because that's where honorable
children have
all the slides. And have the blessings, yes, of course. Okay. So those are the apologies. We will then look at the report.
Can I propose an amendment on the agenda item?
Yes.
In terms of rearranging the item number 2, I propose that the item number 3, and then item number 3, the number 2, 3, 7, because it's our budget report, and then our oversight report, and then the petition is something like that.
So you want us to start with the budget report?
Yes, it's fine.
Okay.
But the number 1 is fine. I'm talking about number 2 in relation.
Thank you, colleagues. We all know that our budget vote is on the 18th, which is next week's head. So we don't want people to be rushing around looking for people and order. So we've done the work before we went on our set. The report is almost a basic thing that we have discussed, but we will go page by page so that at least we are comfortable. So we are starting with the report. I hope everybody has got a copy in front of them. Thank you. nothing much there, you have facing the obvious, your national development plan, the constitution, the obvious thing. Are you taking it?
Maybe.
That's the third paragraph, and the second paragraph goes further just to explain are you taking it? And on item number two, I'm now on page two. Department of Human Settlement, aim and mandate of the department. That also is the open. There's nothing much there. 2.2, which is page three, just goes a little bit to explain the MTP. There's nothing you can change there. 2.3 is the medium term strategic framework, which also is taken still from the department document. It goes up to page 6, and then 2.6 deals with policy mandate, which that looks at the act that a cabinet act. And page 7 tries to take issues out of the budget of the SONA and the budget speech on issues that were related to us as human settlement. That's page 7. Up to page 8. Page 8 at the bottom is the summary of the strategic plan. You stop me if there's anything you want to raise. 2.10 is the updated situational analysis. Page 11 is the performance delivery environment. And then on page 13 is the budget analysis, which one is presented to us by the department. We all know that the department will have program 1, program 2, program 3, which we engage them on, and program 4. And then we go to entities briefly. From page 17 is the entities, HDA, 4.2 is the CISOC, 4.3 is the EAD, and then Papa needs preparation. That's where now I'm going to create this link, which is page 24. Committed preparation and operation. The committee having been briefed by the department and its entities on its strategic plan, annual performance plan and budget, provincial business plans and the metropolitan municipality deliberated and made the following resolution. You all get where I am?
Yes.
Okay. The committee having been briefed by the department, can you correct me? Can you remove the second paragraph? That the complexity of human settlements require strong stakeholder engagement. Following this logic, there was a need for stronger integrated planning. The integration was not experienced much in the county. This is the observation that we have made. Remember, the big part of this is going to be the integration, but I'm just putting you the observation that the committee made. Linked to that, all entities must be involved in planning to ensure smooth implementation Remember, we raised this when we said there must be good working relationship between the entities and the department, so that there is no repetition of things or operation. What the department does, entities must do, so that no one does the same thing over, because it's a waste of money and others. That the Free State province builds state subsidy houses outside the contract for the square meter, and that was observed during the oversight to the Free State province. It was raised again by the department, that's why it's coming out there. That the issuing of title deeds was at a snail pace, even though it was a government priority. This should be upscaled to ensure dignity, to ensure dignity and respect to the previous disadvantaged people. It was also observed that there were challenges of the lack of dedicated capacity of officials dealing with the subject. You've raised this several times yourself, that you feel that provinces and municipalities alone and the department itself should prioritize. The issue of non-utilization of the urban settlement development grant by the three metros, namely the city of Cape Town, Ekurhuleni, and Ekurhuleni. The committee was concerned about this because it results in the shifting of funds. It was stressed that this practice was linked to lack of proper planning in relation to the US issues. It was observed that protocol agreements were not signed with services, and this was required to be done urgently. This is the concern that we have raised around the spending pattern of the US issues. Remember, in the last financial year, particularly the city of Cape Town and people had to have funds that had to be offered to the role of. That's why it's a problem. Yes, another point?
I just had some clarity, because non-utilization implies something else, which means that no public whatever. Maybe the phrase is issue, because the issue is.
The way it's put it is like it's not being used at all. So it's just English. We understand it's just not in English.
Understanding is
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Most municipalities were still requiring to be capacitated with rare and technical skills. We agree on that. That's what we have said, that in some municipalities the skills limited in terms of communities, particularly the skills that are in the there was a challenge with dealing with student accommodation. The department should come with the policy to assist with this challenge. That there was a pipeline planning for human settlement. The committee stressed that pipeline planning was a key ingredient for the development of mega and catalytic projects. The complexity of these projects required planning that was synchronous while taking into account the environmental impact assessment requirements, geotechnical analysis, land administration processes, and other approvals. That there was lack of relevance and technical capacity to implement mega and that, are we happy with that? With that phrase?
Yeah.
That planning and implementation of community residential units was slow. That the income category of the qualification criteria does not reflect changes in economic or inflation. As a result, some people cannot afford housing. Remember, this thing we've been raising it for some time, right? The gap, particularly the gap market. I don't know if you've stated correctly, but this is what we have said in terms of some people not qualifying either because of that act not being fulfilled. And we have asked the department to look at that. Where am I now? That some provinces and municipalities do not adequately plan for financing the injuries that justice program. This results in dissatisfaction by those within the government target population stakeholders. Now, you will remember that the department, when we discussed this, they have even said to us they are looking at having this thing centralized nationally, kind of, so that they are able to monetize better because they realize that in terms of provinces, there are provinces that do not prioritize this system. That military veterans assistance should be standardized. This emerged from the first date approach of providing 100 square meter while other provinces provide 56 square meter. This could create conflict. We've raised that with the department, and I'm glad to report that last week, especially, there was an interaction with the department and military veterans and the provinces on this issue. I think when we interact with them in the next meeting, they will talk to us. But there was an issue. But there was a lack of visibility of marketing of human settlement services. In addition, the visibility is biased towards the expenses. This is always raised by honorable particularly on rights and those entities that are supposed to help rural areas. We've raised this issue that some people don't know the entities. We have 8 entities, but people probably know only one or two, because there is no proper marketing of them. We have asked the department to improve on this and the education of that. That the departmental budget was reduced, linked to that was advised to optimally use the available capacity and ensure that budget cuts do not affect departmental operations and services. Would the department be able to achieve address informal settlements by 2030 as set out in the National Development Plan? Would the department be able to achieve all address? Informal settlements by 2030 as set out in the National Development Plan. Remember, this is a big issue for us, the issue of informal settlements. The centralization of this event, and I have already alluded, it comes in now. The centralization of this should be done carefully to ensure that as one area have access to resources. Yes. Can we agree that that sentence must be linked to that one that we said, so that it doesn't come down there as if now we're not talking about it. So that sentence must go up. That the department should claim some existing mining town projects. Claim.
Remember there was a complaint that some projects in many towns are not claimed. That in fact, you have to make the claims and also provide capacity to the government. So it seems that many towns are maybe people that are involved in the mining processes. So they need to claim the space.
Okay. Claim the space. I think, can we put it nicely? Claim is like, I don't
know. They are not included in their programs, but
yeah,
they are there already.
Yeah. No, but I think also what they are trying to say is that the department put money there, the projects go on in the mining town, but the department sits back and as if they are not doing anything there in the mining town. I think that's what we, but I think claim
the work done.
Claim the work done. Yeah, claim the work done. You see now one of the things that are coming. That's it. Yes, claim the website. was the department reporting on job creation as a result of human settlement projects? Remember, we would want a situation where all that is being done by the department, you are able to link it to say each project, how many jobs have been created. That reporting on human settlement should be a milestone, or that reporting on human settlement should be a milestone, because human settlement projects take time. This is a pet project of others, what we always say, when they come to report, they must report in milestones, because sometimes if they don't do that, it's like that nothing is being done. And yet, if we report the milestones, right, don't wait until the house is finished before you report. Because doing the foundation, that's where it's done. The wall, that's where it's done. So that's what we say.
Can you spend money?
That several administrative such as Belcom, the assisted with a fund similar to the USDG and Human Settlement Development Grant. The department should ensure that several administrative were financially viable and able to implement complex human settlement projects. Remember, this is the debate and the proposal that we made in relation to the fact that the assisted, there's only a metro that benefits the SDG, yet you've got secondary cities that are growing very fast. We were then saying, what is it that the department can do to assist those fast growing secondary cities that are not metros? How can they benefit from it? There were provinces that were not adhering to the 30-day payment of invoices. Big issue, because it deals with the small businesses. This was important because lack of payment on time hampers the radical economic transformation strategy. Wanted to know whether the hectares of land in the city were from the sister departments, such as Department of Public Works. Concerns were raised on whether this land body was going to benefit the district. This was mainly from the HDA report. I don't know if probably it's phrased correctly, but remember when they were reporting that their target was to gain 10,000 hectares of land, and they said we surpassed that target, and when we were discussing the report, we were then saying where is those. How are they benefiting the disaster? So that's. Okay, now, recommendations, which is
before
the Yes.
Number two from the bottom. Mm-hmm. I wanted to read that this was important because after that,
yes,
there were provinces that were not adhering to the payment.
Yes,
this was, I believe we should say that the committee. One, the department, it should be something like that. Then say this was important.
Any point that can you come back to that?
Starting off this one doesn't fit. You must start with something else.
Yes, I hear you. And besides, it was, you know where we are.
Bullet number two from the bottom.
From the bottom of recommendations, not of the observations or recommendations. Fadel, are you awake? Observations, Fadel. Yeah, that's bullet number two. The second sentence. We had to report that there were provinces that are not adhering to the 30-day payment of invoices. But then the other one was saying this one, that sentence maybe shouldn't start with this one. It should be rephrased in such a way that it gives us the edge. Remember, the history of the 30-day payment is a big issue. That we would do it. I think what we will do when we done is to ask maybe one other thing. Okay, recommendation. The committee, having been briefed and observed the challenges that the department and its entities experience in each strategic plan, annual performance plan, and budget, recommend that the minister should 1. Abstain the issuing of stipends. That's our first recommendation. Abstain the issuing of stipends. Quarterly status report per municipality and per province,
good,
as well as challenges that exist, should be reported. Report on progress on both the pre and post 1994 categories, as well as on new categories.
Good.
That's the first
recommendation.
Can you
catch
yourself? All the best things that we did on this operation is now clear. That's the first recommendation. We have to do that recommendation. Okay. Second recommendation. Finalize the plan to house non-statutory military veterans. Finalize the plan to house military veterans, as well as furnish an indication of figures broken down to the municipality and the province. Remember, this recommendation comes from the fact that the department has said clearing the backlog of military veterans will take only one financial year, remember? And it has not been cleared. So that's why we are then saying we want that breakdown per municipality and per province. But we move that file, that damage to the one, finalize. Okay. Recommendation 3. Expedite the upgrading of informal settlements. Consolidate the number of existing informal settlements that exist per province and per municipality. Categorize informal settlements and report on the current state, which was to inform future plans. Further, to report holistically on a quarterly basis on number of informal settlements upgraded. Remember, when provinces come in front of us, and sometimes municipalities, we have to drag this information from them. How many informal settlements does your city have? How many are category 1 or category 2? How many have you upgraded? So we're saying that must be a standardized report. When they come in front of us, we shouldn't be asking that question.
Yeah.
It must be important. Because that's one of the big issues that we want, eradication of informal settlements.
Yeah.
Are we happy with that?
Mm-hmm.
Implement catalytic projects. Develop a matrix for catalytic projects, as well as finish details of the status of each project. We're putting this here because, remember, we have been waiting for an update on these catalytic projects from HDA. Where are they? How many are they? And we have not had that report in full as yet. That's why accelerate implementation of financial individual subsidy programs and of government employment housing schemes. Centralization of split and expedite implementation of the government employment housing scheme, as well as track progress and report on the progress rate. Track progress and report on the progress rate. So there, that is from the observation that we have made. Remember, we spoke about the scheme. We are just now making that recommendation that obviously there is government employment housing scheme of the that is being implemented by the department on government employees. And therefore, these fleets and the GEHS, there must be an inquiry. But we need to get a report on how this thing happened. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And there must be privatization of the
petrol.
And the petrol.
Yes.
Extend support to mining towns through implementation of human settlement intervention. Categorize transformation plan program and focus area as well as report on progress in line with transformation plan. I think this probably this recommendation comes from that observation of the mining towns that we talk about claim, the claiming of the work that is being done here. This was, but I think probably we need to rework this recommendation.
You said what I was going to say. In fact, I think that observation is far stronger than the recommendation. So they speak together, but if you take the spirit of that observation, then in here we shouldn't talk about extending support because it is given that that's what we do, that's not about extending support.
Yeah, that's what it's about. So that observation there actually is more like the recommendation. That's what we're saying. It's more strong than the observation. So that observation. Having of, you can even probably transport it back to the conversation. That's the know-how for the people and the conversation. Because it's part of it. Happy?
Yeah.
Verify assets. The department was going to conduct a survey on occupation of the human settlement stock since 1994. Therefore, quarterly reports were requested. This was coming from a report on the EAAP. And the fact that we always talk about people selling RDP houses less than 8 years of occupation, because we remember that you can't sell an RDP house less than 8 years of occupation. And we always talk about this, but there is no tangible report on exactly how extensive is this problem. So then we have said there must be some verification of that. I don't know if it's probably captured, but that's the spirit of that recommendation.
The question is required to the committee.
Where are we now?
The
department? Or therefore, the report will, therefore, what kind of report? Allocation of 30% of HSDG and USDG to women and youth contractors. What about this? Allocation of 30% of HSDG and USDG to women and youth contractors. We know that we have stressed on it, but I think what must be adhered to. I think that the accident is not complete. Can we agree?
Can't
say allocation of 30%. I mean, really? Mm-hmm. And we're not saying on HSBC and USDG, as far as I know. It's the allocation of the end. Not it doesn't only talk about the class. We were talking about that in all the work that the department does, there should be 30% youth and women contractors. Mm-hmm. Because if you put it like that, then the department will say it's only on the web features that you requested. And you can't ask anything else. I don't know if it's correct the way you put it.
No, I think here they were referring to, I agree with you that it's a standard one, 30%, but here we were referring to that other municipalities, they will say that they don't have funding. But they can utilize 30% from these grants. But it doesn't stop the sentence to continue to say also that the 30% also on giving to women contractor in all projects.
How can you
finish it off?
You just said it must be at least two in all projects.
because I think the spirit of that was to say that we close the level and people will hide around the fact that we need to be ensure the costing of plans as well as provide an indication of what can be achieved between 2017-18 and 2018-19 financial year, that is over the MKM.
You don't need that, you just take over the MKM.
Yeah. Can you take the important job created per quarter, which we have already discussed, made a recommendation. Use of a social accounting matrix and report for that. I will come back again with that statement.
Mm-hmm.
Report on jobs. Remember, we made an observation about the department that every project that they must report on jobs created. Now, the recommendation says report on jobs created a quarter. Department, when they come to report, they must report on job status. They must use a social accounting matrix to report for them. And we repeating this? Yes, in a major repetition. You're saying report on job status per quarter. Then I think you can just use the say by use of the social accounting matrix. And then take that and report for them. You've already said a quarter. How? Okay, those are the comments. Those are the recommendations. That's our report. Honorable members.
Can I take it back to the
page?
Page 24, at the beginning.
Page.
What's up, the introduction?
Page.
Item 5, yes, with the observation.
Page 24.
That is a matter of, because it's an intro, it's naming the entity, it must be capital B, strategy plan, capital SP. Annual report, APC, capital, yeah.
Okay. That's the, make sure, remember we are students, we are studying, so we tend to apply our knowledge right there in the library. Strategic plan, F, capital, annual, so I agree, somebody reads, it comes out.
But you are naming,
yes.
It's like the department.
Yes.
So
no, we agree with you.
okay, with all those amendments and everything, are we happy with the, with your report?
Mm-hmm.
And the work done? Can we move for the adoption? Honorable Korai?
I move to
Honorable MacArthur?
Secretary, I'm not moving to support the proposal of the adoption report. I think it's public knowledge that whatever maybe the other decisions in the report, this has to be a person to make a decision. The document started with the discussion of the NDC report. The document has been certain issues that we have not included in the report relating to the housing policy. As long as the budget does not address the poorest of the poor, we will not align ourselves to it. Until such time that the ruling party in the Senate allocate proper housing.
Thank you very much, Honorable MacArthur. The second of the report?
Okay.
The report is adopted.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think what we need to do then in our financing, the report has been adopted, noting the concerns and the objection of the
Okay, you can engage it,
but it's not going to change. Remember, it was not a party position. And the account has been called.
Yeah, but then we must report that it is not based on facts.
No, not to negate the party vote.
You can't force me to.
No. Can you agree with it? Can you allow me to share? Can you please allow me to share? We are adopting the report with the objections of and the concern of the EFF. There is nothing to debate on that. We will raise our debate and discuss it at the budget vote on the EFF. We know. Can you agree? Can you agree? Thank you so much. Remember, we. Fulu Spugel and Jay. The second report that we're going to deal with is the first stage of the site. Obviously, all other people didn't attend that of the site. And we missed you. It was not there because remember it was at the time that they had to go to the house. But we did make it. So that's the report that we're going to adopt now. Honorable MacArthur was there, enjoying the stage very much. Honorable Korai was there. Where are we? Where's the question?
It's also confirmed that we were addressing the issues of the poor there.
Mm. You know, who is polite to me?
Can you please allow us to begin a meeting?
Please.
And can you engage your teams of ANC and EFF? I don't even know this part. Can we then? Okay. Now, the report of the first thing is nothing much except the fact that if the things that you saw and the observations that you saw, it obviously talked about your objectives, those things, is it? The delegation that was there, which is, they are all noted, myself, and the delegation of the officials from both the national and the provincial departments. And officials from parliament, which are sitting next to me. And then you will remember that meeting. We spent 5 days there. Overview of meetings and site visits, that's now on page 4. The issue of the title deeds is a big item there on page 6. The presentation on the progress made on the registration with respect to implementation of the military veteran housing program is on page 7. And then the presentation that was made on the by the office of the registrar of deeds, you will all remember that presentation in Mangaung is on page 9. And then the site visit, that's on 5.4. Site visit, which obviously you will all remember. You went to Brandenburg, you went everywhere, you even took photos. I saw you taking photos in this business, posting these photos. You went to Hillstar, drove to Mokata Municipality, you went to Kunstad, you all went to this business. And then you made some observations and took to your life. That's where you are now. Can we go to page 21? The following observations were made by the delegation in respect of its photographic visit. 1. The provincial department did not spend 100% of the grant allocated to it, but requested additional funding. The provincial performance has yielded far less housing opportunities than expected. As a matter of fact, the remaining 118 million would not be able to achieve the deficit of 9,193 housing opportunities for the financial year. The target that they had made for themselves when they were there, they had a shortfall of 9,000 houses to meet that target. But the budget that was left was about 118 million. May I understand? The provincial department was deviating from the policy in terms of the size of the houses that were constructed for different beneficiaries. It was still constructing 50 square meters for the state subsidy housing and 100 square meters for military veterans. Instead, you know what? You don't need that. But not fine. This was a matter of concern as some municipalities have requested for the case to be in the most difficult
situation.
Then, I'm not sure what the next step
is. I just wanted to
say
to you, remember. Yes. I don't know if you say instead of, I think it's still your favorable.
Yes.
The next time is 50%.
The target for the construction of houses for the military veterans was at a snail pace. This was due to unavailability of service land, as the military veterans had no site of their own to speak after the process. As a result, the military veterans were dependent on municipalities to provide the service. Provision of bulk infrastructure was a challenge, which led to scaling down of human settlement projects, especially in Mokata local municipality. So in this municipality, there was a challenge of 6 units affected by underground water.
have possibly, but prioritize relocation of those families as they were the high risk posed by the condition. That sentence will then articulate sentence means of lender. But of course, that's back rather than that. So that this last sentence, why, how does it lead to this? No, but we're talking about, we're saying provision of bus infrastructure was a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We should have to scale down of human settlement costs, especially in the park. Yes. In this municipality, there was a challenge of this. For me, that is something else. I hope you understand what I'm saying. There's a problem of bus infrastructure, but there's also some challenges of everything. But these are still not the main problems of this. I think the main thing was. Am I to be most municipalities were unable to deliver services as they lacked mandate to do so, and accreditation to everyone was an option the province was geared to, as this would assist in the delivery of services, especially housing. Remember, in all that we went, this is what we have been requesting. Please assist us to get at least level one accreditation because we don't have accreditation. Inability of the
group. Housing opportunities.
Inability of the provincial department to utilize the 2% of the human settlement development plan. What's the center? For diabetes. I talk about diabetes, yeah? So that sentence is not recorded. Remember, we had said there's 2% of the human. But now this indicates 2% of the what's the center? Because the HSPC is not the center. You understand that? That since it is wet. All I'm saying is that the way it is, inability of the provincial department to utilize the 2% of the human settlement development plan, full stop, doesn't make sense. Because the 2% is what has been each province has been actively in terms of making sure that that is good. So, the Mangaung Metropolitan Municipality was planning properly for the bus infrastructure, and this was going to assist in the eradication of informal settlement as well as the eradication of budget toilets. The province has 143 informal settlements, which some were to benefit in the bus infrastructure. There were 41 informal settlements that were completed in terms of the upgrading of informal settlements. So, 20 were in progress of the upgrading, and the plan for the settlement of 27 was completed. The issue of backyard dwellers was a challenge, especially with regard to supply of basic food. I think this is based on the fact that, remember, we visited so many projects that were bulk water, and we were very impressed with the fact that they are prioritizing on that. So, and that will then improve the issue of the eradication of the information.
The next thing will be with that 10% from the beginning, at the beginning. There was not one informal settlement completed 2 hours that way. Because we already had there was not one informal settlement completed in terms of the upgrading.
Yeah. In terms of the upgrading, and remove that off informal, and in terms of the upgrading, do we have to say again off informal settlement?
Mm-hmm.
The Mangaung Metropolitan Municipality has managed to meet the requirements of the 60% expenditure of transfer funds by the end of the second quarter. Remember, we're so interested in them. The province was performing poorly on the issue of services. Most municipal officials were not attending the meetings scheduled by the provincial clearance committee that were dealing with the operation and issue of services. They posed challenges as most of the municipalities were having a huge backlog on the delivery of services. There were delays in the signing of this document and unprofessed out. The provincial department had appointed conveyancing law firm for the registration of diabetes across the province, of which 17 were black owned and 6 were white. The delegation was of the view that would accelerate the restoration and issue of diabetes at the province. It was observed that the community residential units were constructed. However, there were challenges such as the escalation of costs in building these structures, non-payment of rental by occupants, and illegal occupation in staff of the community. There was a challenge in the management of the beneficiaries. This was evident in Mahulu local municipality, where there was almost 30 houses that were standing vacant while they were sorting out the beneficiaries. This could result in illegal occupation of families. The scheme.
Can you go first to bullet 1, 2, 3 at the top from the
Mangau?
Yes, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the upgrading program, that's the next one, comma 20 in progress. To use that word, 20 in progress of upgrading. And then the third bullet from the bottom. I don't know whether the last sentence, delegation was of the view that this would.
Now we are on page 23. There seemed to be less involvement of the mining houses in assisting their workers in housing. The province was having its own entity that was installing or collecting electricity to the housing constructed. Therefore, the provincial department was not having any challenges of housing selling electricity to less of electricity. Remember, this was what was observed in other provinces. The provincial department seemed to have good relations with human settlement entities such as Housing Development Agency in the informal settlement upgrading program, as well as in the land identification and acquisition, even though land use was not indicated clearly and not released in the desired state. That there were plans in place for the construction of financing individual subsidy program projects, and this will assist the people in the case market. Mokaka local municipality also has this plan. Why do you have to? You have already made it that there were plans in place, but now we said Mokaka has also had this plan. What about the other? It's real now. can we take that mukaba out? That the provincial department was demolishing the two bedroom houses that were dilapidated and rebuilt into two systems. However, this was not providing any new housing opportunities. That there was a need to address the issue of non-performing contractors. This was as a result of some contractors are not paid and the unpaid to continue building, especially the emerging contractors. These were the recommendations. Can I go to recommendations? Based on the observations made, the committee requests the Minister of Human Settlement to consider the following towards the attainment of their work. The Minister is further requested to ensure that a progress report on the recommendation is received by the committee. We have to change that to 2017 because now we are in many unfortunate. The Minister should ensure that the National Department speeds up the accreditation process in order for municipalities to manage beneficiary administration. This would subsequently fast track the issue of diabetes. And I take punitive measures to officials who deliberately do not attend the committee on diversity. This is critical because there seems to be a culture of indifference in compliance with intergovernmental relations policy. Remember this the way this is very sharply of the officials that do not attend the committee. I show visibility of entities, at least in municipalities, specific human settlement issues. These issues include land acquisition and beneficiary administration. Ensure funding or review current funding models for bulk infrastructure. Remember, this will raise particularly in Mukak, because Mukak raises the potential. The National and Provincial Department assisting municipalities with capacity and technical skills required in township establishment work. The province to fast track the integration process, especially the race element. The minister and government in general should strongly advocate for environmental protection policies. This was because human settlement through construction negatively affected the environment, which should be preserved for future generations. I think this was raised where, I think one of the answers, what even raised the issue of truth, that when we do these things now, we just, every year, we just want to be housing. I think there should be a balance in how we deal with it. It therefore follows that both the national and provincial departments conduct consumer education on alternative building technology. Alternative technology to ensure environmental protection.
Can I say something on item 7?
Yes, you can.
I think we shouldn't say negatively affect, because it means our development is negatively affecting the environment. So we are saying what the environmental affairs department is saying to us. But I think what we are saying, you know, is that when we construct houses, we must make sure that the some indigenous plants that remain in the project, and then people should also be provided or encouraged to have fruit trees and other plants. So
I think what we should be saying is that we should be saying English authority. So whilst human settlement is being discussed, we should also encourage human environmental preservation kind of. Let's take the word negative.
In that chat, can I come back with page 23, the construction of the center? So it's not about the there seems to be less involvement of mining management in the assisting the workers to obtain housing opportunities. I keep on saying opportunity housing opportunities because most mining workers don't qualify our subsidy. So it means they must get different opportunities, not just a government, such as a rental, fleet, whatnot. But it shouldn't be human settlement, but the management must be mining management.
This is the point at the top of this industry. We just contracted the center. The top of this industry. So if I simply flip it, that's it. Are you awake? Can you wait? So with those corrections and amendments and the questions and
that's one point. Recommendation to sort of undertake punitive measures for future group incorporation of that. I think there was a point of lack of communication as a result. People were not boycotting meetings, but it became clear in many municipalities that they were not informed. In one place, they will inform the municipal manager, who in turn won't inform the director of human settlement. So the communication issue was also crucial. I don't know how do we also address that. Also, maybe in the observation as well, because it came out clear that was a communication they were informing wrong people, and then the way they were recording was like they were ignored when they. So I don't know how
what we could do is we undertake punitive measures for self-service and improve communication. I don't know how we can put it.
Were we referring to a race in what context? Maybe.
I think what we were talking about here it was the lack of the, remember the spatial planning, where it's still, the planning is still at the outskirts, it's still the township and everything. There is no, particularly in Mukaka, if you remember, there was no effort to make sure that the houses are being built in the previous white areas. There was still, but I think the way it's put here, it's not necessarily how it should be. Kuluma, this is your area. The integration element. I think what we were saying here is to make sure that the issue of the spatial planning, but this way of race element, it doesn't.
Okay, we colleagues, when we talk about integration, there are three elements. The integration to infrastructure, integration with the people of the terrain, and the proposal of integration.
Of communities.
But it is how we live in the So I just did make the number.
The three numbers?
Yeah.
Three. The intersection between infrastructure and intersection between infrastructure.
Access infrastructure and roads. So can we, are we comfortable with you, with the raised element?
Okay.
Oh.
Intersection process. The problem to construct the intersection. I mean, the problem must integrate with this community. Community.
I think the raised element is, maybe that's, maybe we must use the normal term, partial term, you know, kind of, but it doesn't necessarily say raised element. If, I don't know if you agree with me. Yeah, rather than, I hear what you are saying and I understand exactly what you want to say. But I think let's just talk about partial planning. So that it becomes a document that is.
Actually, he is correct in terms of it integrate community.
Mm.
And then because if you go and then we integrate communities and then if you want to elaborate in terms of special planning, you can add that, but integrate communities through partial planning.
Yeah. Okay. That's the report, right, of the first thing, recommendations and everything. Can I and amendment? Can I get an amendment? Move by another amendment. Seconded by Honorable Tore. Thank you, Honorable Tore. The last report is not a report on process. Remember, we had petitions. That's where it's in front of us. We just want the report to be accepted so that even the parliament can see that what was said to us, we have done. Okay, these were petitions that were referred to us mainly from Kaufman by the speaker, which we then had a meeting with the petitioner and the Kaufman project and the National Department. I'm not going to go through it. I'm safe at page 12. Yes.
Sorry, I'm listening to that about the cover of the commission.
Yes. Is it?
Yes.
No, you are.
I'm not saying it's together with wonderful paper. I mean, that I should.
Yes. Page 2, huh? What is happening to the attendance versus the next? Because they were both there. Honorable Baker and Honorable. How?
Never.
Really? So now you make the point you have. What was the objective? Committee of Resolve to that, the Provincial Department as well as the all, the Provincial Department as well as all the affected municipalities should report quarterly on the progress made in resolving the issue rate and the issues rate and in turn the National Department for the cost of the committee. In other words, when the committee, when the National Department comes to us on their quarterly report, we must then include these issues that relate to part of the report. the National Employment Health Department as well as the Ebola Ready Metropolitan Municipality to have working sessions in an endeavor to resolve the national department, the national government departments should deal or have control measures for the foreign nationals that were residing in informal settlements. But did we say government departments in particular? Did we put it this way?
The minister should deal or have control measures for the foreign nationals that were residing in the informal settlements. Yes, because there are a number of departments,
police, home affairs.
We didn't speak on one.
Yeah, okay. Commitment to communicate. Commitment to communicate with
sorry, Chair, we can say relevant.
Yes.
Government departments.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Not all of them.
Yes. Please, but that's relevant.
Hey, some Kumbulu by official.
Commitment to communicate with the Member of Parliament who has submitted some petition by both the City of Johannesburg and the Gauteng Province Health Department on progress as well as what's being done in dealing with the issue. During the second term of Parliament, the committee to receive progress reports on issues. This bullet point and that third bullet point, are they not really linked? Need to ensure regular communication with affected communities. Need to desist from prioritizing informal settlement at the expense of backyard dwellers. The policy issue that probably I don't know how we can
put it.
Because it must not be sound like we are saying
they must stop.
I think we need to rephrase it. Because what was the point we raised there was that because informal settlement people they just come and occupy land. Now the planning is that because I think for me it's lack of planning in any case because then the provinces, the municipalities and provinces would want to prioritize those informal settlements rather than follow their plan in making sure that our backyard dwellers at the back because to prioritize our bank that they have invaded land. I don't know how to put it like
In fact, Chairperson, it's an outcry from the community themselves.
It's a general outcry.
In the council. It doesn't come from us or the department. Our township people are complaining that the department, be it the province or national or municipalities, are prioritizing informal settlements at their expense as people have been there for many years. So overcrowded affordable houses, whatever you may call it, but they will work on it.
I think we covered that because it's not a case of either or.
So we just move away with the disease.
So the that disease is approach to make sure that you deal with both of them. Both we can get with that. Need to have a credible database as well as prioritize the elderly in the allocation process. It's something that is even in the policy. We always say elderly, the child-headed household, the
people with disabilities, remember? That's a policy issue. But that was raised from the fact that the old people that came there, that were saying, some of them were saying they were over 50, they are still waiting. I think that's why it came out. Need to improve and enhance intergovernmental relations by ensuring that all spheres of government play their part through ensuring consistent monitoring of projects together with regular communication and accountable communities. Now, that you say together with regular communication and accountable communities. Bullet number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then you still need that bullet number 6 because you've already covered it.
You're counting down?
I'm counting up. There's a bullet that says need to ensure regular communication with affected people.
Yeah.
And here you're saying with regular communication and accountable people.
You can take this
so
top
take that,
one and
yeah,
take two.
Remove it. Need to set clear time frames for the resolution of some challenges raised. Need to expedite delivery of housing and disallocation processes in order to prevent any possible vulnerability. Need to embark on awareness campaign and education against the sale of government aid subsidies issued housing to beneficiaries or by beneficiaries. Is that what you say? Okay. Need to strive for a transparent process in the allocation of housing as well as to deal with the issue of corruption head on without necessarily waiting for forensic investigation. That's the same thing. Remember here the counter has even said that's one of the reasons why the issue of the beneficiary is centralized at provincial level because of the challenges that the country is facing. And here to that point, need for synergy and collaboration among the different spheres of government as well as more prominence on the role of metropolitan municipal political representatives. What were you trying to do with the favor? Can you explain? Because the reason why I'm asking that question, remember the bullet on page 12, bullet 1, 2, 3, 4 from the bottom. Bullet 1, 2, number 4 from the bottom.
Require signage in the form of the signage. Require signage in the collaboration.
Because remember that it says need to improve and enhance intergovernmental relations there on that to ensure that all spheres of government play their part to ensure the process. So this one, do we still need it?
Remember Chair, that the issue of political involvement. That the political politicians should be represented in the allocation process that they so that they show.
No, the problem with that, if you involve political on allocation, it becomes a problem. Particularly, it becomes a problem. They cannot. So I wanted at the end to say to the chair, there's something missing there because we are only talking to the, because these are, remember, these are the petitions, we are only talking to the department, national provincial department, and I'm not talking to the community. They must take a responsibility themselves. So remember, we went at length in saying there are tasks that need to be performed by committees of the community. Your work committee, because the department, whoever is given a task to perform to lead the project, will always go to the committees and work committees and report. And what committees have a responsibility to report to back to the community, and they don't do that in most cases.
Yeah. I think what you were trying to capture there, that I remember that point, because you were saying there are people that are prominent in the community that play a role.
Mm.
They should also assist in terms of resolving some of these issues.
Mm.
So that's what you were trying to capture here.
Mm.
But I think the way you put it, when you say political representative, that's not what you are saying.
we were talking about, if you, if I remember the other way, that that guy with dreadlocks, that's where we were saying there is a need of a collaboration with government departments and prominent community in making sure that they resolve these issues.
And in addition, maybe when you are taking Mr. Sam-7, because we said in the in a ward committee, it's legal that the councillor sits in the ward committee, be it as an extra official member, and we even said some of them, they get elected by their ward committee to be a chair of a ward committee. But I think it's safe to say, because legally, they must be an extra official member. Your former councillor, they are extra official. A ward councillor is an extra official in the ward committee.
And that simplifies the thing. The point here is that we are that kind of nation, the prominent community leader.
No,
that's not a role for making sure that they have it. That's what we were saying. And I said, okay. Okay. The last point, need to investigate the reports and allegations of the illegal occupation of houses by foreign nationals. And then recommendations. Instruct the public health department as well as the affected municipalities to report quarterly on this progress made in resolving the issue raised and in turn the national department will report to the community. That's the third point that we raised. Second point, improve and enhance intergovernmental relations by ensuring that all spheres of government play their part through ensuring consistent monitoring of progress together with regular communication and accounting for this. Thirdly, have synergy and collaboration among the different spheres of government. So that's the same sentence that you must correct. Because it must not say political representation. It must just talk about
community.
Because remember, what we were saying there, that the community themselves, the leaders there, sometimes they are the ones that must assist the municipalities and the government in resolving some of the challenges that the community are facing.
I would like us here to be specific on one committee. Because they're the ones that oversee the process, the development in their areas. Somewhere, somehow, we must mention, as we mentioned at the meeting, ward committees and ward councillors are part of the ward committees. So remember, ward committees legally are in the office of the speaker of the municipal council.
But you can say, have synergy and collaboration amongst the spheres of government as well as ward committees. That's what you can say. Strive for a transparent process in the allocation of houses as well as to deal with the issue of corruption head on. So that's the report here in the petition, which we will then, can we adopt the report with the amendment? Thank you, Honorable Sam. Second word by Honorable Stretch. You don't expect.
On our last set, foreign nationals, is it proper to say foreign nationals without citizenship? Because they are foreign nationals that have been granted citizenship. I'm asking.
Yes,
I would
finish. Oh, right. Let's leave it like that. Because remember, Tina, what you are saying is the issue of sustainable housing. That they shouldn't sell houses less than
8 years.
Anyway,
I'm answering. No, here it says illegal occupation.
So what do you understand?
No, I'm checking on you, because I'm saying it says illegal occupation, not the, it's not talking about the selling here. It says need to investigate reports and allegations of the illegal occupation of houses by foreign nationals or everybody.
And I think that is quite important. That investigation is very, very important. That must be done, and if we can be given the report, because wherever you go, you hear about it. Now we need to know how does it happen.
I think what is going to happen, the investigation will determine who are the legal ones. It will reveal that you are the legal ones.
But if you are a leader, you are not allowed to occupy house leader. Because you are not allocated for that house.
Yes.
We need to have that two companies. First is whoever is legal, whether the legal occupants, whether they are African or foreign nation, the fact that they are occupying legal occupants as assets. Because once you put the focus on foreign nation as legal, it has xenophobic undertones, and that is slightly dangerous.
Yeah. I think people in most of our projects now, there are a number of foreigners who are even being illegally rented out our houses that are not 11, 8 years, and they are being rented out to foreigners. So it's something, but what we need to do is to say, as you are saying, we couple with by anybody illegal and also some find a way, but you must talk about, because the petition you're talking about is with the foreign for foreigners.
So that's okay. So that's
but I think we have extended to this must not only captain foreign people but anybody who illegally occupied.
Illegal occupation generally.
Even if you are South African, if you are illegally occupied, we need that report.
With those amendments,
we
adopt.
We adopt.
Seconded by the Monele who allowed us to turn back to the Monele, sorry.
No matter what, smile.
He was not here. So. Okay. Having done that, honourable members, we're doing very well. Then the minutes. Can we? We don't want any outstanding issues. We must clear all the deadlocks.
That well.
Yes. The minutes of the 14th of March, which set at the 475, where the department was fulfilled on the first day. All of the minutes that had a product was adopted. Second minute and the minute of the 17th, that was the Friday where you wanted to not to attend that meeting. It helps you now. That's the minute of the 17th. All of the persons couldn't come, remember? They made an acknowledgement. That was the meeting where we were meeting the entity. The last minute are the minutes of the 28th, which was in Tuesday, where we met with the remaining four agencies. I think you must correct this, everyone. You've written the same in this. I don't know if you saw that. On the 14th, you wrote Shra NHPRCA Visitor. On the 28th, you wrote Shra NHPRCA Visitor. I don't know if I said that. If I don't talk about that. So the entities are the same that you met and the same. Card is the same. Can you correct that?
With that correction?
With that correction, and
we adopt.
And then allow the business to stay over. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Sure, sir.
Yeah.